Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Schwartz of the Action Network, former NFL offensive lineman. His brother Mitchell, of course, here played for the Browns. Now plays for Kansas City in that ridiculous high-powered offense. He must be having a lot of fun right now, huh? Playing with that team, Jeff?
Yeah, you think? I mean, he left, like you mentioned, and he's won two division championships now. They're probably on their way to a third. And look, I don't know if that defense is good enough to win a Super Bowl, but I know that offense is.
And another former Browns offensive lineman's playing with him, Cam Irving, who stunk here. How's he doing there, by the way?
He's doing okay. He has a couple plays a game that they're not the best. There was one Monday night that everyone will point to, but there was a weird snap situation. But he had a couple bad plays, a couple good plays here and there. He's definitely done better. Look, I mean, the thing with the Browns when he was there is they just didn't find a position for him. And you know, he only played, I think, like six or seven games at center before he was drafted in the first round draft pick, I think. You know, if at tackle, he would have been a fourth-round draft pick probably. So he was drafted too high. Expectations were too much. And then we got to Cleveland. They put him at guard, at center, at tackle. They didn't know what to do with him.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's funny to see him have so much success, and we're like, man, he was such a bust here. But hey, different change of scenery works for people in different ways. But hey, let me ask you about Pat Mahomes, because this guy, I mean, he looks. I mean, obviously he's the MVP of the league thus far, the first quarter of the season. Can he keep it up?
Tough test this week.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, I think that we saw on Monday night, it's not quite the same on the road against the Broncos, which it shouldn't be. What was most impressive to me about what Pat Mahomes did, I don't know if he'll win MVP. I don't know. There's still 12 games left. I don't know how you could not vote for Tom Brady, who seems to always win the MVP. You know, tell you what, though, before we get back to Pat Mahomes, I think that a couple of years ago, I thought J.J. Watt should win the MVP, right? Because if you ever give it to a defensive guy, it's got to be probably a historic year. Khalil Mack's on his way. I mean, he's got four strip sacks in four games, and he is dominating games. So he might be in the running for MVP. But back to Mahomes. Look, not every game is going to be perfect, but what we wanted to see him do was in a situation where you're playing from behind, you're on the road, you're playing good defense, how do you respond? And we saw how he responded. He responded making some absolutely amazing plays with his legs and his arm. And the left hand throw was great, but there were other things he did I thought that were much better than the improv of throwing his left hand.
Talking with former NFL offensive lineman Jeff Schwartz now with the Action Network. Jeff, obviously Baker Mayfield, first NFL start, some good, some bad. And it's funny, I said this before, like fans and media to some degree too, we do this. Like every time a guy plays, we always got to say he's either great or he's terrible, when most cases it's somewhere in between, right? It's we go to such extremes on it. It's so ridiculous. But I thought Baker played pretty well. I mean, obviously there were some turnovers, but what did you think about his performance?
Look, I thought it was his first road start, and it was up and down. But the thing about – here's what the way I look at rookie quarterbacks is you have to look at the film. Like, I think the box score is a little misleading. And you got to look at the film. You got to say, okay, here's what he did well. Here's what he didn't do well. Here's what can be fixed. And there's certain throws I think you have to make. You have to throw the ball in the middle of the field. And we've seen with Josh Allen, for example, he just won't do it. He's not good at it. And you have to make the easy throws. And Baker makes the easy throws. He throws the balls in the middle of the field. Does he take chances? Sure. Tom Holmes, same way. He takes chances, but he throws some dimes down the middle of the field into some tough defensive looks. The thing about Baker, I think I was probably a little too low on him after watching him play so far, is he just makes plays. And that's important, I think, at quarterback. He stays in the pocket, he throws the ball, and he's fearless. I mean, there's not much fear in him. I think that those are important traits. So I think that he has a good chance to be a really good football player in this league. I still think Josh Rosen's going to be really good. He's just in Arizona, no one watches him play, and they suck. But I think I was probably a little bit too low on Baker Mayfield, and I did not know what to make of Pat Mahomes. I had no idea when he was drafted what he'd be.
Jeff, let's talk a little bit more about that game on Sunday. Our fans are so sick and tired of hearing us talk about this, but I'm curious your take on it.
When the Browns, we're in the minority here.
We are a little bit in the minority, so I'll say that. When the Browns got that first down overturned, so it's fourth and inches, my partner and I both thought that the Browns should have quarterback sneaked to just win the game. And
we first guessed it.
Yeah, this was our initial thought.
Yeah.
Especially with the way the Browns' defense had been playing, and then of course the Raiders come back. What would you have done in that situation? You think going for it's crazy?
I think I saw you tweet out something about the percentages that would have changed, yeah, if they had gone for it, the percentage to win. I mean, look, I'm generally of the aggressive nature in general. Like, I've taken in my career alone, I've taken chances on 1-year deals. I like being more aggressive. We saw this week where it did not pay off in Indy. It paid off in Tennessee, I should say. If they get that first down, the game is over, right?
Yep.
They're at the 20, right? I mean, they were like right in.
Yes.
I think it's a tough call, but I think you have to look at the game circumstances.
You're up eight. You're up eight now too.
You're up eight, not seven. That's a big part.
That's a big deal. But the thing with a QB sneak though is Baker Mayfield's not a big quarterback. I think that changes if you have a Big Ben. And look, there are some teams. Look, I put it on the Giants. We were not running a quarterback sneak with Eli Manning. That was non-negotiable. So we never practiced it. So even if like they were like, okay, guys, this is the one time we're going to do it, like we had never really practiced it, and that might be the same way in Cleveland. I thought really that the spot was the overturn was awful. I mean, I think it was. If you're supposed to have indisputable evidence, I thought the referees in that game weren't very good, but indisputable video evidence is the key word there, and it didn't look like there was indisputable evidence to where that ball was spotted. But look, to Hughes' defense, which I almost never say, is. The defense is still really good. Now, they didn't have a great game, but your defense is supposed to make that stop and not allow then a two-point conversion, right? I mean, you have to be able to rely on a good to great unit in that defense in that situation. So I don't mind the punt as much. It's easy saying yes now. If they were at the 40, I probably would say something different.
I just think, Jeff, in the end, to me, you know, Baker Mayfield may not be tall, but I don't know why height would matter specifically. If you're talking about size, like strength, he's got a good – yeah, right. He ran quarterback sneaks in college, you know, not a ton of them, but he did it. And it was literally like an inch. If it's fourth and one, fourth and two, I get it. But I just think in the end, they've got to make a two-point conversion. That doesn't change no matter how far they have to go. The defense was clearly gassed at that point. I guess that's why I'm so passionate about it. And Drew Brees is the best quarterback sneaker percentage-wise in all the NFL. Not a big guy.
He is. But they have a giant offensive line.
They do. They do.
But Saints have always majored in big old guards, because when you have big guards – You can keep the pocket really firm and allows Brees to see better, I think, with his size, to keep those big old get those big old guards.
Between the Browns guards and their center, they got to have the highest paid middle three offensive linemen in football. I got to trust those.
The Raiders might have them beat.
Oh, do they?
Do they really?
KO is making 11 a year. Rodney's probably making 8 or 9 a year. Yeah, Zeitler makes a lot at right guard, doesn't he?
Yeah, big time.
A lot of cash.
And Bitonio.
He's
and
been a good player.
Trenner doesn't make as much as those guys. But hey, how do you think – Desmond Harrison, I know Pro Football Focus, has him graded pretty well. What's your take on how he's played so far?
Yeah, he's doing a good job, I think. I put out a couple of videos, I think, when y'all played the Jets. About kind of just like, hey guys, he's kind of not his fault on some of the issues. I think he's doing a good job. You know, PFF and I don't always agree on grades for offensive linemen, but I think they're generally in the ballpark. You know, like just for example, it's a stupid grade, but like my brother, you know, faced Von Miller on my head. He allowed not a single pressure. And he was like the third highest graded lineman in that game. Like, how's that possible? I don't understand. They don't weight their grades for competition. So I think Harris is doing a good job. Obviously kind of raw. The transition from, you know, having Joe Thomas there to anyone else is going to be a little bit drop off. I think he's doing a good job.
His stat's amazing. Jeff Schwartz is with us, by the way. Jeff, this is crazy. So John Harbaugh has just owned the Ravens, or has owned the Browns since he's been the Ravens head coach. He's 18-2 against the Browns, which is unbelievable. And they're playing really well right now, the Ravens. Joe Flacco's off to a really, really good start. They've got some great weapons on the outside that he's been able to make some plays with. What do you make of this matchup on Sunday? Can the Browns get a W?
I think it's a good matchup. I like the under in this game. I think the Ravens are really good. I think that we're undervaluing them. They are, in my opinion, a legit contender to win the AFC. You have Flacco now with some really good wide receivers, finally. It's been a long time. He looks healthy. He looks stronger, throwing the ball better. The offensive line, interesting. They're passing pretty well. They're not running the ball as well as they normally are for Baltimore. That'll pick up, I think, as the season goes along. And then their defense is always going to be good. I don't like what they do with Lamar Jackson. I mean, it's a waste of time. And they're not getting a lot of yards with him anyways. I mean, just leave Flacco in the game, let him throw the ball in a 3rd-and-2, whatever you want to do, run the ball. I just think you have two good defenses. The Browns defense will bounce back. They're not going to have another bad game like this. It's at home. Great test for Baker Mayfield, though. They're gonna find a way to try to confuse him and present him some issues that he probably hasn't had to see yet so far.
I got a couple of games that I really like this week. I want your take, Jeff. Three games that I love this week: the Steelers -3.5, the Bengals -5.5, and the Titans -4. Your thoughts?
All right, so I put a lot of money on the Bills +5 today, so that's an opposite of the Titans pick.
Okay.
I'll give you a couple reasons why. I got the 5, by the way, which I don't know. I'm trying to figure out why it got that high today. I'm kind of surprised. You go up on the Action Network app, and you can get alerts. That's one game I want to alert on. I'll tell you what. This is like the classic public play right here. So 71% of money is on Tennessee right now. Look, I took New England tonight. That's a public play. I mean, not all public plays are bad, by the way.
Sure.
But I think this is a classic case of that. So you have Tennessee, because I wrote about this today. You have Tennessee going on the road. Since Mariota became the quarterback, they are 7-19 on the road covered, so not very good. They're 3-1 right now, obviously. They're riding really high. Buffalo's riding a little bit low. They're going to be feeling themselves. And, by the way, they've won games so far this year. You know, they beat Jacksonville by 3 and Eagles by 4. It's not like they've been blowing teams out. So I think you get a Titans team that probably feels good about themselves, not very good on offense right now, playing Buffalo, all the publics from the Titans. I like that. The Bengals, I think, is a good play. You mentioned one other one. What was the other one you mentioned?
Pittsburgh.
Wow, the over is like 57.5 right now.
I'm seeing 58 here. It's huge.
It's -3.5. I think if you wait, you'll get this at like -2.5, which will be obviously like even better. I think a short home favorite's probably the way to go here. It's 3.5. I actually would probably lean the Falcons, but if that number, I think, will drop.
I'm seeing three right now.
At 3, I take the Steelers. At like 3.5, I take the Falcons.
Yeah. Any other ones you love this weekend? I know you've been hot lately.
Carolina -6.5 against the Giants. I love it. The Giants are bad.
7 now.
It's set back to 7 now. They've been all over the place today. I bet this game yesterday. If you look at, I tweeted out an article from Action Network. The Giants do not defend the zone read very well, and the Panthers are the best in the NFL at it. So I just think it's a bad matchup for the Giants. Their offense is not very good.
Hey, Jeff, if the NFL decided to start over tomorrow, every single player in the NFL at their current age would forget their contracts. Contracts are irrelevant, but current age. And we did a draft. Who would you take first?
So you always think that's a quarterback first, right? I might lean Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz first.
Easily I think people would scream Pat Mahomes, but like Wentz has done it so far for 2 years now. Obviously the health is a concern. If we just take the health out of it, I think if Carson Wentz was completely healthy, he'd be the obvious pick to take number one.
So Rodgers too old, you're saying?
Too old and too beat up, man. He gets hurt every year.
Yeah. It's true. It's fair. Good stuff, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.